Blog Talk Radio.
Savior. Well, thank you so much tonight for tuning in. It's been a long day.
tried to get a little rest. I'm not the kind of person who can take naps, so, you know, the time change kind of threw me off a little bit. We sprang forward now, lost an hour of sleep, which I usually don't, you know, get to bed early anyway. I'm usually dragging into bed around 12 or 1 a.m. in the morning, because usually I work to 11, and it takes me a couple hours to wind down, so I've kind of gotten on that habit, you know, of, like, staying up late. So I stayed up late, y'all. I was up to, like, 1 a.m., but it was the old time, so literally it was 2 a.m., and then I didn't get to sleep till about 3 a.m., and I had to be on a program this morning for some with some ladies, and I had been running all day. And I tried to take a nap, but I just couldn't do it. So anyway, my dogs wouldn't let me. But welcome tonight. Welcome. This is your host for the Sunday Night Show. This is Angela Joy, and I'm in Southeast Georgia. It got a little bit cold. Like, I was, like, out in the yard yesterday, like, weeding and planting seeds and thinking, okay, this is pretty cool. It's not too hot. The weather is perfect. Came inside. The air conditioner was broken. Okay, so I'm like, okay, it's 70-something outside. I don't need the air, but goodness gracious, I'm glad that I attempted to use it, because now I know when it becomes 80 degrees or 100 degrees, I wouldn't want to find out then. So anyway, so that means the central air and heat means I had no heat either, and it got pretty chilly last night, and it was kind of chilly here today. But bless the name of the Lord. He always kind of gets us, you know, in a place where we can, you know, take care of stuff, and he takes care of us. And I'm just thankful I found out that the air and, you know, it's not working, and the heat didn't either. So anyway, hope you had a great day. We're going to be you're going to move a little quickly. I always say that, but we have to move according to the Holy Spirit, right? So thanks so much for calling in. If you are calling in and listening and you want to have me pray with you, I'd be more than happy to do so. And you just press 1 if you're in the queue. And the number, if you're listening by internet and you want to call in, that is 319-527-6027. 319-527-6027. Press 1. I'll see your hand go up on the screen. And then if you want to text, you can do so at 214-505-8719. That's 214-505-8719. Well, we thank God for being here tonight, and I'm going to just share something briefly. I'm being disturbed by, I have a puppy back here, and he is, like, making some noises and distracting me. Let me have to move her into another room. But anyway, just want to share a little bit. You know, I just have been on the move and doing stuff and, you know, just trying to find the path God wants me to walk out, just looking for the path, listening for instructions and, you know, trying to be obedient to what he's called me to do. I know you want the same thing, to be obedient to what God has called you to do. So anyway, I got into a conversation with someone recently. They're of a, I guess, a different faith. I've heard of it before, and it's the Baha'i faith or something, where they just believe that, you know, I guess there are many ways to God, many paths to God, and I'm thinking to myself, I don't think you really want to challenge me about my faith in God, because it cannot be shaken, because I've had too many encounters with the Holy Spirit to know that Jesus is real. And I kind of got a picture or feeling from the encounter and talking to this person that, and basically what they said is that they're just looking for happiness. You know, they're just searching, you know, and then that kind of pricked my heart, because it's like they're in this thing, but they are not really sure about what they have. They don't have the assurity that I have concerning my place in God. The way, you know, I sense that once you come to a reality of who Jesus is and your walk and your faith in God, that once that's solidified, you can't be moved, you know. And so I kind of looked at it as, you know, the enemy will always try to send things in to try to see how rooted you are into the belief that Jesus is Lord. And, you know, I was like, well, you're barking up the wrong tree, devil, because I've had too many experiences with the Holy Ghost, not just by reading the Word of God, but seeing the Word of God manifest for you to shake me off of my belief in Jesus Christ. And so I basically, you know, said to the person, you know, John 14:6 says, you know, he is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way to the Father except through Jesus Christ. I mean, you can believe that there are these different ways to come to God. There's this, you know, their belief is, I think, kind of, if anybody knows anything about that particular belief system, you know, please feel free to share it. I did look at some information. I was trying to figure out, well, where are they coming from? And it's just like that God is God, and that you can reach him through Buddha, and you can reach him through this, and you can reach him through that. And we just need to just love and just, you know, it's just God, and you can come to him any way you want. It doesn't matter, just as long as you believe in God. Well, I don't believe that. And I know you all don't believe it if you believe in Jesus Christ, because the Word of God says, like I just said in John 14:6, he is the way, the truth. And you don't come any other way to God but through Christ Jesus. And so I gave that information to the person, and they were like, well, yeah, because I'm just trying to put a little flavor to it. I'm like, no, nothing needs to be added to or taken away. It is what it is. And like in Romans 1:16, it says, we're not to be ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Hallelujah. For we will not be ashamed, because we know there is power. There is power. And then I read on in the next verse, it says, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. And Romans 18 says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth of unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it to them. For the invisible things of him. And guys, you know what? I just got a voice that came over that says, we're going to shut down. So bear with me. Let me see if I can see how to go in here and extend the time, because I just got a warning that says the program is about to end. So bear with me, because I have 2 minutes left. All right, bear with me, guys. I don't really know how to go in here and set the show, because I didn't set it. Okay. All right, bear with me, guys. Let me see if I can find something. Getting ready to shut off. I'm still here, guys. I'm trying to see if I can reach out to Prophet Randy and give me instructions on how to prolong the show because it's getting ready to shut down. Okay, this show has – okay, I see some guys that you're still on here. So I don't think – I don't know if it's going to keep you on or how long, but we're just going to move on. I've sent Prophet Randy a message to see – I can't remember what he said about how to extend the show time. All right, but anyway, we'll just see what happens. We'll just keep moving. So anyway, we have to know who we serve. We have to know that when God has given us, you know, information and given us an understanding of who he is, and that we trust who he is, man, you can't be moved. I mean, people will come with their own views and, you know, whatever, but it's that personal relationship. Like, basically, I told the individual is that, you know, I know that the word is true. I believe the word is true because I've seen the word made manifest in my life. And so you can't take away. There's nothing that someone can say or do that could take away my experience of the Word of God. You can't convince me in any form or fashion that what I believe in concerning God and His Son Jesus is not true. Why? Because I have experienced things through the Holy Spirit that cannot be taken away. You know, we know even in the natural, you know, you sort of learn that you can look at a situation, you can observe something, but usually the best way most people or a lot of people learn something and it validates it is by experiencing it. I can read. I'm a kinesthetic type person or a visual learner, so I can look at something, I can, you know, read something, I can hear something, but it's nothing like me actually experiencing something that will cause that thing to become, like, solidified in me. So that's the way it is with me with Jesus. You know, I read the word and I believe the word is true. But I know that I've had a personal encounter. I've had experiences that can only be understood by the word of God because the word of God already put a foundation on what has happened and what is happening. So just be encouraged to know that we are here. And a lot of times, you know, we can say, oh, it might be the enemy, you know, sending people. And sometimes the enemy will send people, especially to babes in Christ that are not, you know, really tuned in to the word or they don't have a real solid foundation of the word. Yeah, things will happen that will hold on. Oh, okay. But anyway, I didn't get a message back yet, so hang on, guys. Hopefully, if you know it does shut down, you know what's going on. So anyway, we have to understand that. And of course, if you don't have a strong foundation in the word, the enemy will come and he will try to move you, but I will not be moved. And then at times, you know, there are people who are genuinely searching for answers. They want truth. They don't know truth. You know, there are many people that have been sitting up on, you know, church pews for 40 years and still haven't gotten the revelation of who Jesus is and what he has done for them. Because why? They haven't experienced Jesus. They haven't experienced the love of God. But once you experience the love of God, once you understand that, you know, this is not just black and white, this is not just ink on a paper, this is real, then you can't be moved. You can't be changed. There's nothing that's going to uproot you and move you away from your belief. So just wanted to say that tonight because I just believe that a lot of times, you know, God lets me encounter things and experience things to share people, to let them know how to handle situations and, you know, just to be on guard when the enemy's trying to attack or come against what your belief system is. Huh. You cannot come against my belief in Jesus Christ and have anything that's going to move me. So praise God. But as I said, it has been a long day, and I just thank God for being able to be here with you all tonight for the period of time that we will be here. Like I said, the show is already announced that it's going to shut down. I see that we're kind of like it's holding here. So we'll see how long we hold. And I did send Prophet Randy a message. But anyway, so let's go ahead so we can. And we're going to get moving in case we do get cut off. I've got to check on something. So while I do that, I'm going to play one more song. We're going to come back and we're going to pray and get started with this show. And we're going to pray. One moment. I will be back with you in just a bit.
All my life.
favorite song. For all my life, God, you've been faithful. I mean, that's part of the testimony. That's part of the experience that I've had with God, that I've known him to be faithful. I haven't known him to kick me to the curb, you know. I haven't known him to, you know, yeah, times have been hard. Yeah, things have gotten rough. But God has always shown up. He's always comforted me. He's always been with me. You know, when man walks away, when people walk away, God stays. And I have that as a personal testimony that that's the kind of God that I serve, you know. And, you know, this particular person is, you know, mentioned they're looking for happiness. They're looking for happiness. So they're looking at all these different things, you know. They're looking here. They weren't raised I guess it's Baha'i faith. It's Baha'i. So anybody knows something about that and you want to share, fine. But, you know, they were raised in a Christian home from what I could gather. But they're looking. They're looking for an answer. They're looking for an answer. Okay, so Prophet Randy's giving me instructions now to extend the time. So let me see. So to the time of the show. I don't see what go to the time of the show and change it. Bear with me, guys. Okay. Well, let's see what he's gonna text back to me. I'll go into the time. Show time. This is it. Okay. Well, anyway, we'll see what we need to do here. All right. So anyway, you know, that's just kind of like what I'm dealing with. I've been, you know, talking with someone today about, and it's been a long day. But I thank God that, you know, he's been faithful and he's still faithful. But, you know, just to let you know and just to expound, you know, there are so many people searching. So sometimes it might be the enemy, as I was mentioning, you know, trying to get you off track. But if you're a strong believer, you know, God very well could have positioned you for that person so that you can, you know, there's a world that is hurting. There are people that are hurting. We're in, and it's always been, and it always will be. And times are getting even more intense. And there are people who are, they're hurting. They're looking for answers. You know, God could be directing someone your way to let them know, to put you in position to let them know that you serve the true and living God. And in your life, that's why it's so important, the way we live our lives before others. Because we don't know who's watching us. We don't know if someone needs to see your hope. You don't know if someone needs to see your stability, needs to see your strength to carry on. And they may be like, how is she doing that? How is he doing that? We know there's some things going on. And your life is a testimony It becomes the testimony they need to see about God, about Jesus, that we can stand and say, I'm not going to be ashamed of the gospel. My life doesn't show that I'm ashamed. My life speaks of the life of Christ. My life speaks strength, not in my own, but the strength of God. We testify that he is who he says he is. And so just keep that in mind, you know, as we live our lives, and it's in Romans 8:36, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, no height, no depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. All right. Well, Lord, we just thank you tonight. I just got a message back. Okay, so it's going to be, we're going to move kind of quickly because it looks like it's going to shut off a little bit earlier, but we're good for right now. And so, Lord, we just come to you tonight. We just believe for you to do what you need to do. I step aside. I mean, I have nothing to offer except for being a willing vessel to be on here tonight, to believe with your people and to be in agreement with what you want to speak, what you want to say. And, God, we just thank you for your presence. We thank you, Lord, for this platform. We thank you for Prophet Randy and for what he's done and the ministers that have come on and you know, every, you know, whenever they're assigned to come on a faith and a faithful way to just do what God has called them to do. So, Lord, we thank you for everyone tonight, those that are listening, those that are calling in. We give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so let's see. Prophet Randy sent me another text. Click on. Hold on. Okay, so like we got an hour, so. Let me just send them a text back. All right, so we're good to go. All right, so let's go ahead and move on in here and pray with you all. Let me get something right with. All right, so let's go to our first caller, and that's going to be 903-946. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Angela Joy. This is Janice from Oklahoma.
You said Janice?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Janice. How are you?
Good. We've spoken before. My grandparents are from that area that you live
in.
Yeah,
I think I remember.
Yeah.
So how are you tonight?
Well, I'm in a firestorm. All kind of things are up in the air, and it just seems like if I could be hit, I was hit in every wrong way I could be the last couple of weeks, and my future's in jeopardy. I feel like my financial security is out the window. I'm trying. And just listening to you, I just know I need to praise the Lord and just continue to believe that he's going to do what he's always done. You know, he's going to make a way. There seems to be no way. And
Amen.
I have a lot to be thankful for, and I'm not going to let these distractions control my thinking. Just not.
Amen. So let's just pray for you. So.
Thank you,
Father, for Janice from Oklahoma calling in tonight. And, Lord, we just thank you that, you know, it doesn't matter. It's like when you were talking, I didn't really want you to share a whole lot, because I was already kind of seeing something, but it just felt like a winding road, you know, and but it was a winding road, and it, but as you were going through the different curves and the things on the road, it was seeing, it was like, well, you know how you have those warning signs on the road when you're traveling, and it'll tell you like there's a deep, there's a dip, there's a this, there's a that. You know, you'll have these signs that'll try, that will direct you on the road. And so as you, before you started talking, I saw this winding road, and then I saw the different like signs appear along the road, and then you began to talk about what, you know, you were going through, and it was like I felt the Spirit of the Lord was saying to me, her, you know, like the road may seem a little like, you know, trying because there are a lot of things, you know, curves and this and that. But it was almost like I felt the Spirit of God say to me, but I will be her roadmap on the road. I will give, I will give her the warning signals. I will give her the direction, you know, because when we're traveling those dangerous highways and we, it's an unfamiliar road, you know, suppose you're going to like a new place and it's in a different country or a different location that you're not familiar with. And you're like on this road, you don't really see anything, but then out of, you know, like you'll see on the side of the road, okay, slow down, there's a curve ahead, or slow down, there's construction, or stop, you know, drive slowly because, you know, there could be a roadblock or some sort of detour. And so the Lord, as you were talking, and like even before you said anything, and I didn't want you to say too much, I saw, I was wondering why I was seeing this road, and then I began to see these different directional signs on the road. And then you began to say that you're going through these things, and it's like God is saying, to let you know, I feel he wants you to understand that, yes, it is as you see it, but it doesn't mean I'm not with you. It doesn't mean that I'm not giving you direction. It's not that I'm not going to, it's not like I put you on the road and I'm not going to have information and direction. I'm going to be there with you to warn you, to show you, to instruct you, to guide
you
on this unfamiliar path. So, Lord,
thank
you tonight for Janice. We thank you, Lord, that she trusts in you and that because of her trust in you, she can rely on you. And she can that it doesn't matter whether she can see or know what's ahead on the road. All she has to do is hold on to you. All she has to do is stay with you. You know, like with a small child, you know, you can be walking somewhere and, you know, it might be an unfamiliar place. And you can tell, you can feel that little child just kind of grasp your hand a little tighter. Why? Because they're in an unfamiliar surrounding. And they know that mama is there or daddy is there, and they are there with them to protect them and to protect them from this new environment, to protect them from these unfamiliar situations and dangerous, possibly dangerous situations. They grab on tighter to the parent, to the mother, to the father, because they can trust that they're going to protect them. So I feel I just want to tell you, you grab hold and you trust God. You grab hold and you know that he's leading you, he's guiding you, he's directing you, and yes, this doesn't feel good.
No.
Trust you, God.
It doesn't feel good.
And so, God, bless her. We thank you for the peace of God to just overcome her and to give her wisdom.
Yeah.
To walk this thing out, wisdom from on high. Not the wisdom of man, but the wisdom of God.
Thank you, Lord.
We look to you, God. We look to you because, you know, Dennis, in all honesty, none of us know what the next day is going to bring.
Exactly. No matter what.
I was thinking about that the other day. It was like when we were in a situation and you know it's a bad situation. And I said, but, Lord, in all honesty, we never know what the next minute's going to bring. It's just that we have foreknowledge or we have an understanding where we are in a particular situation, but we can be in a perfectly delightful situation and it can change just like that. We never know.
Mm-hmm.
We never know what is up the road. I mean, we might feel comfortable now and think, okay, it looks all right, you know, but none of us really know what the next step is going to bring us to. So with that, I thought about, well, Lord, you know, that's why it's like we need to trust you. We need to look to you no matter if the sun is shining or if it's storming outside. We need to grab hold of God. And so
thank
I just encourage you.
You
to do that, Janice. And thank you so much for calling in and listening. What did I say earlier that was encouraging to you?
Well, you just, the song choice and just what you were preaching on, you know, that he has been faithful to us. And
yes.
And he has been. And it just brought joy to my heart. It I felt strengthening
praise
in it. And,
praise
yes.
God. Praise
thank you,
God. Thank you. And I'm telling you, it's amazing to me because I was feeling pretty tired, guys. I was tired.
Aww.
I got up this morning. I think I went to bed. Like I said, it must have been around 3 o'clock with the new time change. And then I got up and I had to go and I had to speak on some with some at a women's ladies thing today, and then left there, came back, and the dogs wouldn't let me rest, and then I was disrupted by this person in search of God.
May I pray for you? May I pray for you right
yes.
now?
Yes.
Okay. Dear sweet Heavenly Father, we just lift Angela Joy up to you, dear Heavenly Father. We ask you to give her the strength to get through this broadcast with energy, not so much that she can't rest tonight, but that she is in joy and she enjoys
yes.
the spot tonight and she is able
yes,
to hear and to deliver and bring you glory. And we just thank you, Lord, for giving her what she needs. And we just thank you for everyone who's listening. We thank you for everyone who will be prayed over tonight. And we thank you for your wisdom and your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, I received that. And you know what's interesting about it, Janice, is that when I start the broadcast, it's like I get some sort of B12 shot. It's amazing. That's what I was going to say. It was like, I can be just, but as soon as I start, it's like, so I can rest in the fact that it's not my strength, it's his, that I can do this. I can't do this in my own strength at all. And I don't want to. But thank you so much for the prayer. I appreciate it. And I know God's going to give you the strength you need to, you know, follow him right straight through to where he's leading you. And I know sometimes it looks like, ooh, a storm path. How am I going to get through this? You know, like, man, I have been there so many times. I'm kind of there right now, guys. I'm in search of another job. And I work for this company, and I've worked off and on for this company for about 10 to 12 years, part-time about 10 years, now full-time last 2 or 3 years. So, and they've just put me on different assignments, and this last assignment that I have has just been draining. And I'm just asking God, I was like, God, what are you going to do? Are you about to perform a miracle? I'm looking for a miracle, Janice, where, you know, I can be busy with the things of God and the kingdom of God and what he wants me to do, and that God will, you know, he will just open some doors. And so y'all pray for me for that, because
yeah.
I'm in search of my miracle for that.
I definitely
really?
Will. Someone recently mentioned to me about working remotely. So look into areas where, oh, well, good. Good, you already are in that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's so many opportunities now, and
yes,
they're becoming
is.
More and more.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I actually went on, well, like I said, this company, I've been working remotely. I've worked a number of jobs since I've had this company you know, working with this company, because I worked as a teacher at a prison for about 7 years, and then I worked in mental health for a while, and I was always doing part-time with this company, and they are outsourcing companies, so they represent many companies. But they contract with different companies, and this last contract that they put me on, so after I left the mental health field, I started working full-time for them, and I work from home. But, yeah, and they send you all the equipment and everything. So I actually went on Indeed and began to just see what was out there, because there are a lot of companies that you can work from home, you know, and
yes,
they'll send you the equipment and everything you need. So I just want to do what God called me to do. I just don't want to do a job just to be doing it, or I just want God to just direct me to do what he's called me to do, you know, and he'll open up a door for that. So,
well,
I'm
definitely
lift
you up in prayer. I definitely will.
Thank you so much. And you be encouraged, because God's got you. There are road maps along the way, road signs along the way, and he's going to direct you and give you what you need to know when you get to that point. It's like, you know, when you get to like a bump in the road, hey, it's that sign is just right there before you hit the bump. It's like, hey, slow down. So he doesn't give it to you 5 miles before the road, you know, get to the bump of the road. He'll give it to you a little bit before you get to that place. So, you know, keep looking. God's got you. Keep looking.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. And God bless you.
All right, then. God bless you, Janice. Enjoy your evening.
You too.
All right, good night.
Good night.
All right. Praise God. God is good. You know, he has people in place, you know, for you. In place. That's the kind of God we serve. All right, let's go to, because I think time's going to be a little bit short, so let's move on. He wasn't able to extend the time. All right, so let's go to 402-214. Let's see, who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, Angela Joy. This is Sharon, again from New York. Thank you for taking
my call.
Hi,
yeah, thank you for calling.
Need your prayer.
All right, well, Sharon, let me pray, and then we can talk. Like I said, I think somehow he set the time, and I don't know, I think I may have an hour. I wasn't able to go in there and change it, and neither was he. So anyway, all right, so let's pray for you, Sharon. Lord, we just thank you for Sharon. We thank you, Lord, for the ability to do a multiplicity of things, Lord, that she thinks she's not able to do. But, Lord, I thank you that you're going to give her wisdom. You're going to – I see your hands, Sharon, like, you know, just touching and doing different things. And it's almost like, you know, I feel like I want to say the Lord will is to touch your hands, to touch what you do, to touch the work of your hand, to give you information and strategies on how to handle what it is he's given you. Because, you know, a lot of things, like I just said, we can't do it in our own strength. We have to rely on the strength of God. We have to rely on wisdom from on high, because in our own finite mind, it wouldn't be possible. So it seems like I can see God, you know, I see your hands. I see your hands, and I heard the word multiplicity. And it's almost like I feel like God says he's going to touch you and give you insight and wisdom on how to handle things, how to, you know, be able to be, multitask. And to handle things that you think that, of course, you can't handle in your own strength. But it's almost like God says, I'm going to touch her mind, I'm going to touch her hand, and that's going to give her the ability to even handle situations and circumstances and projects and whatever it is, the time management, so she can function and flow and do what she has to do, and it won't become so overwhelming. So, Lord, I thank you for that. Touch my sister tonight. Touch her hands. Touch her mind, give her strength, give her peace, and let her know that, you know, through Christ, I can do these things. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens her. So, Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you that's a promise in the Word. She can take that, and she can bank on it. She can say, I know that I am a child of God. I know that I can look to him because he's my father, and he can give me insight, wisdom, and strategies on how to operate, how to motivate, how to move, how to situate situations and things. And, Lord, we give you glory and honor for that because you're God. There's nothing too hard for you. So, Lord, thank you for my sister tonight. And give her the peace that she needs, that surpasses all understanding, that you and you alone will be glorified. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All right.
Well,
so what's going on, Sharon?
Thank you. Well, that is exactly what I need. And I really love the strategy. I like that he's adding in there strategy. He's going to give me strategy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To get it done,
yes.
And
isn't
know
that,
what to do,
amazing.
Wisdom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, God has the strategy. We just have to listen
right.
to him on how to do the strategy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. No, it's great. It's
mm-hmm.
great. I appreciate that because I'm overwhelmed. Yeah. Got a lot to get done. You know, and
well,
I just
life,
think, you know.
Life can be a lot.
Yeah.
Life has a lot
well,
going on. I mean, I was thinking about that the other
yeah.
day. I was thinking, how did I ever do all that I did when I had three boys and was, you know, coming up
right.
and I did this and I look back and I'm like, I am so busy now. I don't even know how I did that.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Okay.
And now I can't seem to do anything, so I'm really grateful.
Yeah.
It's
so
like,
what's going on?
Crazy, you know? Oh, I just, I got so far down
mm-hmm.
with everything happened that, you know, it's a hard climb to try to get back
mm-hmm.
up at
mm-hmm.
this age. And so I'm trying to get, figure out doctors to fix me. So that I can live or I die, you know. I would like
mm-hmm.
to do that.
Yeah.
You know, I want to get some
yeah.
things done. I want to be productive.
Well, I
and
just pray
help my...
You rest in God. I mean, yeah, because, you know, you can
yeah.
really get worn out and tired when we try to, like, figure all of this stuff out in our own mind,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's draining.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So.
And, yeah, so you know, just take a step back and just see how God is directing you. And, I mean, I feel you because,
you know,
I'm older.
I just got to pray that I can hear him, you know, that
mm-hmm.
I can quiet everything else and hear God so I know what he
yeah.
wants me to do.
So how do you,
you know,
so how, I mean, I don't know how to put this. So as far as your environment and how, you know, you reach out to God in peace, are you able to do that in a quiet place?
I don't really have my prayer spot fixed. It's
mm-hmm.
a mess. Everything's a mess. So that's not good for, you know, to be able to quiet your mind. I need to work on that so that I can have that spot.
What do you mean
hmm?
By it's a mess? I'm being nosy. What do you mean by that's a mess? Because something just popped in my head. No way.
You know, unorganized. I live in a small apartment now that I just have bits and pieces that I've gotten, you know, for furniture from the curb, actually. So, and I just don't have anything in order. It has to get in order.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's out of order because I was really sick for quite a while, and it, I had no energy at all. I still am very low on
right.
energy. But,
mm-hmm.
You know, and trying to get to the doctor's appointments and all of that, so...
Yeah, and I understand what you're saying as far as, because I'll be honest with you, you know, things like that will drain you.
Right.
I remember that time in my life, and it's gotten better because I'm the type of person who I like to hold on to a lot of stuff. So when I started to just, like, let go, why are you laughing?
Right. Right. No, God just took it all.
To get
me to, I, you know, it was just all gone. Or he let
yeah.
it happen.
Right.
I just couldn't. I didn't have the strength to fight anymore.
Yeah, and I noticed that, you know, and I know it's hard, you know, when you're in a situation like that, you know, it's difficult. But that type of environment definitely will drain you because, you know, it's even scientific proof that they say if you live in a cluttered environment, it will, it's just something about clutter. I mean.
Right. It's terrible.
It's just like, yeah. So I know the weather, you're in New York, so I know it's probably still been pretty cool. But, you know, there was a time when my best prayer places were outside, you know, just to be out.
Right.
Outside. And just to get away. And to be honest with you, my stress reliever and my way of just, like, talking to God, like, yesterday I spent, like, and the day before, I spent, like, hours in the yard. I was pulling weeds and I was, like, throwing stuff around and I was, like, you know, just working outside, and it was so refreshing to me. And I was just talking to the Lord, and I was just pulling weeds out and
I love to do that.
That is my stress reliever.
Right. Yeah, and I'm in a place now where I don't have that. I don't have a yard or anything.
Right.
So it's hard.
But if you can find a quiet, if you can just put aside a place, a space. And it's difficult, but I just sense that that's something that is kind of clogging things up with you and weighing you down is that you're that in that type of environment and things around. But if you can kind of just clear something away, just make up your mind, there's something that you just got to do. You're going to do this. You're going to clear this out, this place, this flat, these things. And it'll make you have a sense of accomplishment that, I've done that. And that's the way, you know, sometimes, like if I get clothes and stuff and I was like, and I need to put them away, once I've organized them and put them away, it's like, I don't know, it just does something to the atmosphere. Like I was working so many hours not so many hours, but it just was weird. I think I had a lot of stuff going on, and then I was working, and I worked like 40 hours in 4 days. So I worked 4 10-hour days. And so I'd done a lot of laundry, and I, you know, washed it, and I had it in the laundry room. And then I just, once I cleared that laundry out and folded those things, and, you know, it was like, wow, it was like, I don't know, I can't even explain. It was like something just lifted off of me. You know, like I was frustrated with the job and had been talking to some people, you know, on the phone that I was doing tech support with. And, I mean, I would just get off so drained. But then after I just kind of cleared that stuff out, because my office is by the laundry area, and I just began to – my whole attitude to talking to the people on the phone even changed. It was like I couldn't even believe it. It was like I was lighter. I was happier. So, I don't know. I just feel led to tell you, clear something out. It may be – you know, maybe you don't even think much about it. But I believe that if you just do something, you take one task and you go to that and you just take that thing out. Just that. And then you can look back and say, wow, I did that. That's done. It's going to begin to affect how you feel. I really believe that.
Oh, I do too. And that's why I was excited about the strategy part, because it's kind of like when you look at this, where do I start?
Awesome. Wow.
Yeah.
You're right.
So I'm
and remember
excited.
I said I saw your hand?
Yes.
And God was touching your hands and allowing you to do the strategy or something that he was giving you? Wow.
Mm-hmm. So I'm excited. Everything
that's
will be better in the morning.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yeah. Oh, I feel that right now. Woo, glory to God. I literally feel like something is shifting.
Well, God knows I need him. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
God,
and you
that
know that
awesome.
multitasking. And something that is bothering me, it's exactly what is going on, so... I'm
and
just
I
so
said,
glad
like a
that
multiplicity of things.
They got to help me. You know what? Do you know that movie, Multiplicity?
No, I never saw
you
it.
Just, oh, you need to see it, okay?
Oh, really?
Because that is what I'm dealing with. That is exactly
okay.
what I'm dealing with. So it's so weird. I mean, I never could think of, you know, how do you explain this? But that word, multiplicity, because that is different than
so
multitasking.
A movie called
multiplicity?
You
know, multiplicity, it's like the same thing over and over and over and over again. And that's what
wow.
I'm dealing with. Several of the same things, but different areas. It's weird. I can't explain it. Watch the movie. It's really funny, and it's really
okay.
good. Because
okay.
it'll explain what I'm dealing with. This is what I'm dealing with. And I need to
oh
find the one real one and get rid of all the multiple ones.
Wow. When some of my guys feel like God is really touching you with some, you know, wisdom on how to handle some things. And
I'm
I just saw your hands moving. You do what?
I bet he tells me stuff in, I bet he tells me stuff in my sleep tonight.
Oh,
but
awesome.
I'm just,
cool. He does that with me.
I'm grateful that, you know, the reassurance that you gave me that he cares and that he's helping me. You
oh,
know,
yeah.
You can get down on yourself if you don't get it done. You know,
oh, yeah.
I just
but you know
can't
what?
Give up.
You can't do it all at once. I mean, it's almost like the strategy. Okay.
Uh-huh.
But once you start at one thing that God will tell you what to do or give you a strategy
right.
on how to do it. With everything
right.
that you do and you see success with that, it's going to encourage you and it's going to lift you, your spirit. I mean, it's simple, I'm telling you, in relation to my laundry. I mean, I had done all this laundry, and it was so – what was a crazy week last week? Oh, our team went to state. Oh, my gosh, and they lost. But they had played all these playoff games, and we went to Macon for the state championship, and they lost. So I was glad I was able to go because those guys, this is history. This school's never gone that far. So they, you know, and they lost against a team out of Augusta that is. This is their third championship. So, I mean, and our guys were so afraid. You could just see it on those guys' face out there. They were just like, you know, they were awestruck, you know, because here they are up here playing a team that has
right.
been champions two times for the state, and here they are. Our school has never gone that far. And I won't say never. Well, the boys, they never have. So, anyway, I had a lot of things that's kind of shifted around because I wanted to go and support the team. I don't have a person on the team, but my grandson will be playing next year. He's in middle school. But so I had to shift my schedule around, and it kind of threw things off, and I got behind because I have my little schedule. And so I looked at my clothes, and I watched them, and I thought it was just cluttering up my environment. I was like, I got to get something done. And as soon as I folded those things and put them away, it was like something just lifted off of me, and I got on the phone, and my whole attitude, my whole, you know, thing, demeanor had changed, and I was happy talking to the customers and, you know, joking
right,
with them.
Right.
But before,
I know
all that stuff was piled up, I was feeling horrible.
Oh, I know. You just don't even want to do it. It's like, ugh, never ends.
But,
yeah,
that's just kind of like a little, you know, analogy, like, yeah, it makes a difference when you clear your environment. And I just believe God's going to give you, and I didn't know you were dealing with that. I didn't know you were dealing with, you know, things that, you know, and, you know, like that to deal with on a regular basis and how to, you know, handle
right.
it, multitask
right.
and all
yeah.
that. So definitely God's
mm-hmm.
speaking to you. And I believe that that's going to be part of something that God's going to use to strengthen you and to give you encouragement. You know?
Well, I really appreciate
yeah.
it. Thank you for the prayer.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Thank you for the message.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
It.
All right. Well,
God
be encouraged. And share
hopefully,
with
I'll talk
to
you next
to you
week.
Again. Yep, hopefully. hope so.
Everything's going to be so orderly.
You're what now?
I said, and everything will be so orderly.
Oh, okay.
It's
well,
take
don't worry
more
about
than a week.
It's a mountain. But what I'm telling you, I just believe you're going to gain peace. You're going to gain peace by just doing one thing and putting it in order. Just focus on one thing at a time.
Right.
Don't, you know, that's
the
whole thing.
Where I like this. That's what I need God's strategy, because it's like, what do I start with, you know?
Well, God, we just pray that you lead her and guide her to what you want her to do first. And
right.
I guarantee you, I know that once you get, you're going to feel such a sense of accomplishment, like, wow. And then it'll encourage you to do the next thing, and then the next thing. And before you know it, there's things that are going to be in order.
Yes.
Yes. That is so awesome. I'm just feeling like God is really, really, Spirit is speaking to you tonight, because, of course, I didn't know that. I mean, when I just saw your hands, you know, moving, and I heard the word multiplicity and then multitasking.
Right.
Oh, my gosh, this is so awesome. I know God, he wants you to understand that he's there with you. He's going to show you.
Well, I was lifted as soon as I heard that passage. I can do all things through God.
Yes, you can. I mean, a lot of people use that, you know, and they just say it. But I mean, when you say it with an understanding, it's that in Christ. Christ is going to download into you what you need. You know, he's accessible. We can get what we need from him. You know. He's not some place far off that we can't touch him, you know? He's God. He's with us. And he's going to be with you, and you're going to see. Once you just get one thing in order, you're going to see. And it's going to encourage you and give you the strength to go to the next thing, and then the next thing, and then the next thing. And then you're going to look back and say, wow. But that's the whole thing, you know, when you think about, because when I think about things like that, it just brings confusion. You think that's what confusion is. When you think of the word confusion, it's just stuff all out of order, you know, everywhere. But when Jesus comes on the scene, he brings order. He brings peace. So when Jesus steps in, he gives you information on how to strategize. It'll bring peace to the situation.
Right.
So,
right.
I'm encouraged
well,
for
thank
you, girl.
You so much, sweetheart. Thank you. Keep me in mind when you're doing your laundry, okay?
I will. Every time I have to do it,
so much
I'm probably going to think about Sharon.
Yeah, okay. All righty.
We'll talk
thank
to you.
You
later.
God bless you, sweetie.
God
all right.
All
bye.
Right. Bye. Hallelujah. You just never know what God's going to do. All right, so let's go here to our next caller, 321-230. And who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Antalise calling from New York.
Antalise, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm here tonight, and that's major right there. I'm here.
I understand.
I'm not somewhere laid out somewhere like I felt earlier, but I've got some strength. So praise God.
Oh,
let's pray for you. Well, thank you, Lord, for Antalise from New York. We have two New Yorkers in a row here. Lord, we just thank you for the privilege she has in knowing you, because in her knowing you, she understands that a knowledge of who God is and a knowledge of what he can do encourages her to expect the unexpected to always be happening. And so, Lord, tonight we thank you as Antalise looks to you, Lord, with an expectation of what the next thing is that you are about to do for her. Lord, I just want to release into the atmosphere tonight a spirit that will cause her to have the expectation of the next move of God in her life. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that there have been directions and there's paths that she's taken that you've directed her through. And, Lord, I know, Lord, she's looked to you for what she needs in her life to manifest. And she's been able to trust you, to see the things that you've already done. She can look back and she can see where you've already brought her from and where she is now. Mm-hmm. So, Lord, I just sent just a word to release over her is that she will continue to operate in an expectation of the next move of God in her life. It's like I sense there's something coming up the road, Aunt Elise, that will be, mm-hmm. you know, very significant in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to access it, it's almost like you have to enter this thing with an expectation that God is God and he's going to do everything that he says that he will do. And you trust him because you can look back at the memorials of what was done and at the place you are now. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that with this move of God that he's about to direct her through, that she will walk into the next season of her life with greater expectation than she had before. Why? Because she has a relationship and she has an understanding that God is exactly who he says he is. And so, Lord, we thank you tonight that she be encouraged, but that the expectation what is and what he's about to do will go in an increase, that it will just almost like propel her to the next place that God is taking her to. In Jesus' name, this expectation that God wants to raise up in you, it's almost as if it's like going to, like, I see a bow and arrow with a bow and the arrow pulled back, and like this is going to shoot you into the direction and the next place that God is taking you, and it's going to be dependent upon the expectation that you have in God that he's going to do everything that he says he can do. So, Lord, we thank you for that, and we give you glory, Lord, as she gets into the word and she begins to speak the word over her life, she begins to speak the word over the situation, she begins to just, like, I just see you, like, forging into that thing, like, forging in, like, you know, that bow and that arrow pulling back. Man, there's power when... Man, when you pull that arrow back, that thing launches out of there. So, Lord, let her expectation and the faith she has in you be just like that arrow in that bow that's pulled back. And that expectation that when we send that arrow out, we know it's going with speed. It's going in the direction that we've aimed it to go. Lord, let her faith and let her expectation in you be just like that. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Man, I felt that. Man, I saw that arrow pull back. And it's like, woo! You let with power. Praise God. Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
I'll take that myself.
Yeah, that was amazing. I actually have something that I've been, like, working on that I've been trying to get started on since before the pandemic. And now, like, it's all I can think about, like, all day. I've been really nervous about it. I'm not going to say nervous. I just, like, you know how when you want to do something, you want things to go, like, a certain way. But I just feel like I just hear the Holy Spirit just telling me, just do it. Like, you know, it happens. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I see that we're still on here, so praise God, because everybody else has dropped off because the time ran out. But, yeah, we're still on here, so. Praise God. Well, I'm glad I was able to, you know, to talk to you. So, I'm glad that's an encouraging word because,
it is.
You know, it's if it's something like you say you've been working on, and it's almost like I sense to let you know that God is saying, don't give up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like, you know, that get into that place of you know, understanding that the power of the expectation and the faith, that mm-hmm. that's it right there. The expectation of knowing that God is going to do what he says he's going to do, that he's going to be faithful to his promises. Whatever he's given you, you've got to grab hold of it like a bulldog and don't let go. You got to stand with that faith that's unmovable. And God is saying, I believe, to let you know that you stand like that, you can expect things to happen. You can expect it to happen. He is going to do what he says he's going to do. But, you know, so many times we get weary, we get worn out, we get tired. Mm-hmm. We just have to, it's not in our own strength that things are accomplished. I can look back over my life. As I was saying, you know, I had this person who was kind of challenging me, and I believe, you know, he's not per se challenging me to the point of, like, I don't really believe that your God is who he says he is. I just haven't experienced that, and he's searching. You know, there are people that are searching. They're searching, and they don't understand having the relationship with God like sometimes we have, because they've never gotten to that place. But God is able to do whatever we can to do if we have the faith to believe. Everything. And, you know, basically my prayer is, God, anything. And I trust God. I've seen God do so much lately as far as allowing me to walk out the plan that he has for me. My basic prayer is, God, if it's not for me, shut it down. Shut it down. Supersede my will so that your will come, not mine. And I have seen, you know, like, just the other day when I went out of town, you know, things were like kind of disorganized and disarray when I was going, and, you know, strange things were like happening. And then at the end of it, I see why God was maneuvering me and placing me and directing me. It was kind of like, why is this happening like this? And why is this hard? And this wasn't hard. And then later I could see God did that. He wanted it to be like that. You know, it's not what we think always is the right way or the right thing to do, because we don't see what's up the road, but God does.
Right.
And so we can trust him. And so basically I just say, God, let your will be done. I don't want my will. I want your will. If you got to shut doors for your will to be done, do it. I may not understand at the moment, but when I look back, like the other day, I can look back and I can say, oh, I see why that was like it was. And it might not seem like it's normal or right, but I'm telling you, when we pray like that, God is honored. He's honored. You know, so pray, God, that you just continue to hear from him, and he will direct you in what it is you're going after. If he wants you to have it, it's yours.
Thank you. I believe that. I wanted to ask you if you can, I don't know, I've been like, okay, so I started a new job. And I have a business too, so I've been like, I started, the first week I started a job, I've been working like my business too, like after the new job. And like, I'm trying to find a balance, and I promise you, like, I'm so exhausted. I haven't even been able to get my house clean. I can't even put into words, like, I'm just so exhausted. And at the new job, it's new. Normally, if I'm in a place and it doesn't feel right, like I know, like, when it's not right and when I shouldn't be there. But this place, it feels right. It's just, like, it's new for me, and I don't know if it's still early or if I'm not, like, catching on. I know that I want to be there. I feel like it's what I want to do right now, but I don't know. It's just
I don't know. I just feel like I need prayer. But
well, just so you started a new job, and well, that right there is going to be draining in itself because,
okay,
you know, just starting something new and having to learn it, and you know,
mm-hmm.
that's the whole thing about me not wanting to get another job is because you having to go to another company, learn their rules, their regulations, learning the new stuff. You know, I've been comfortable with this for a few years with this assignment, but it's just getting a little bit more than I want to deal with. But just learning a new job is going to be draining as it is.
Yeah.
Is it remote or do you go into an office?
I go into an office. Excuse me. Yeah, I go into an office. It's at a physician's office. And so it's it's very broad. Like, for a long time, I've always worked in geriatrics with, like, the elderly.
Uh-huh.
So now I'm in a doctor's office. And, you know, it's, like, a broad, like, thing that, like, a whole bunch of different things that we have to do. And it's very different for me, although, like, I want to learn a whole lot of new things. But I don't know. Like you said, I know you said that starting something new is draining in itself. So maybe that's what it is, too, and everything that I have to learn and all the stuff that I – and all the things that I have to apply. So
right.
I think that makes
sense. And then you say you have a business.
Yeah. So the job – like the I'm a nurse, and that's what I'm doing
mm-hmm.
during the day. And then I'm a cosmetologist as well. So after work,
I've been
working – yeah, so I'm trying to, I figured out after this first week that I'll just do, like, cut down on the hairstyling to a few days a week versus every day. But the first week I kind of had to do it like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm feeling like this week will be a lot better